lot of words to say, and so do I. There's a lot that didn't get settled between us, us that night.
On today's episode, updates on the various forms of financial aid being offered by the university, and news on how the College of Engineering and Technology are helping to protect medical workers. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. The College of Engineering and Technology have partnered with Dyson Krupp Plastics and St. Joseph Hospital to create incubation boxes to donate to local hospitals. These clear acrylic cases are placed over a patient's head while doctors incubate them. These boxes protect medical staff since patients cough and spread fluids during intubation. So far, AMU has made 20 intubation boxes, and 12 of these have gone to the Henry Ford Hospital. The university has announced that GPA will no longer be a consideration in the renewal of certain scholarships, so long as the student meets other conditions, such as enrollment requirements and federal satisfactory academic progress, the following scholarships will automatically be renewed for the 2020-2021 school year: the Presidential Scholarship, Regents Scholarship, Recognition of Excellence Scholarship, the Education First Opportunity Scholarship, the Enrolled Scholarship, and the National Scholars Program Scholarship will all automatically be renewed. The Presidential Scholarship, Education First Opportunity Scholarship, the Emerald Scholarship, Recognition of Excellence Scholarship, and the National Scholars Program Scholarship will all remain available for all incoming freshmen and upperclassmen. The Region Scholarship is available to transfer students. For more information about each of these scholarships, visit the link on our website or contact the Office of Admissions at 734-487-3060. Transfer students can call 734-487-1442 or email undergraduate.admissions@emish.edu. The EMU CARES grant now covers graduate students. The grant gives students a one-time $500 grant if they enroll in 3 credit hours for the summer 2020 semester, or a $1,000 grant if they enroll in 6 credit hours. Since the launch of its Student Matters Most initiative in January, the Student Emergency Fund alumni group Game Above has provided monetary support for several AMU projects, including faculty research and a new golf training facility. In response to the pandemic, the group is now offering to boost the Student Emergency Fund with a matching gift of up to $50,000. Visit the link on our website to make a donation of your own. In sports news, both the men's and women's basketball teams and the football team have both signed new recruits to their roster for the 2020-2021 athletic season. The men's basketball team signed Bryce McBride from Motlow State Community College in Tennessee. The women's basketball team signed 2 new recruits, Michaela Grigg-Zeller from Wayne Memorial High School and Irei Ozi Ma'undu from London Academy. The football team acquired Coleon Smith from Bellevue High School. He decided to attend and play football at EMU after originally committing to Indiana University. Smith was ranked a 3-star recruit by ESPN, Scout, and 247 Sports. I need you to be the one who says I need you too. That's all for news. Today's music comes from Gunter with his song, New State of Love. A native of Memphis, Tennessee, Gunter is currently a graduate student at EMU's School of Music and Dance. His album, Paradiso, is available to stream on all major platforms. You can find that Spotify link on our website. As always, thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in next Monday. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this has been the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.